This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. We are so excited. We have another new program service that we're going to be offering to the community. But if I can ask you, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. We are live on location at the Father Matters headquarters, and we have a special program and a special guest. I couldn't get her into the studio, so we had to bring the studio out to the headquarters of Father Matters. We have our Director of Operations, Jessica Beresford. And Jessica, welcome to the Father Matters Show first.
Thank you very much, Vance.
Man, you've been getting so busy, girl. It's like, Jessica, when can you come to the show? You're like, I am just too busy. So we scheduled this time for me to come on out. Thank you for this time. Jessica, let's talk about the brand new Father Matters Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers. When you came to me this past July, I said, Vance, we've got to put this together. We got to provide a place for these men to come and spend time with their kids. And we was talking about it. I was like, Jessica, this, let's get a plan. Show me a plan. You came to me in August with an awesome plan. You had your board. You had everything laid out. And I said, we've got to get behind this. Tell us a little about the Father Matters Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers.
Well, our visitation service is going to be an awesome new service, especially in South Phoenix. The vision of it really was to make sure that every child can move toward having a better relationship with their father and reunify. It's so important that fathers can spend that time with their children while they're working on their relationship. And I feel like our center is a place to do that. And more importantly, it's for fathers. So that's what's important.
And what I love about it, because, again, we don't just start stuff out of ideas. Fathers were coming to us, you know, because we helped them with child support. We helped them with all the legal services. And, you know, basically father after father was sharing with us they have nowhere to basically have their supervised visitation. Mm-hmm. So you started doing research. Tell me a little bit.
Yeah, so a few fathers we were helping with our family law program, they made mention to me. They're saying, well, why can't Father Matters help us with our supervised visitation? And, you know, and I was thinking, well, that's not one of our programs. But then it hit me, why not? You know, we've been getting a lot of requests for that, and it only makes sense that we're supporting the fathers through this. So it was something I definitely thought about, and we started researching as a staff and figuring out if it was something that we should do. And based on the research and the need in our community, it was something we most definitely should do.
Absolutely. So September, we got behind this. We now have the flyer. You can go to fathermatters.org to get more information about it. What are some of the services that will be offered at the Father Matters Supervised Visitation Center?
Well, we have two. We have the standard supervised visitation, and this part is where a visit with the supervisor is watching over the parent and the child at all times and will observe and notate the details of such interaction. So a great way for parents to be able to interact with their children and still be getting the notes taken on that. Then we have our monitored exchanges, and this is a good one where if a parent needs to make an exchange with the other parent with their child, they're able to do this in an environment that is safe. We offer staggered pickup and drop-off times, and we usually make sure it's all arranged so parents don't have to interact with each other to make sure that there is no safety risks, and we're mostly focused on the children and making sure that they have a smooth transition.
And then what I love about this, Jessica, we're going to slow it down a little bit because a lot of the fathers, a lot of men are struggling with this. They have the time, they have some of the fees, they went to different programs and agencies trying to make this happen. What are men struggling with when it comes to needing a service like this? This is why we're putting it together.
Well, some of the things that the men are struggling with is, first of all, making sure that they are actually doing what they need to do as a parent with the interactions of their child. So we kind of make sure we watch over them, make sure their child is safe and receiving nurturing and child-centered interactions. We make sure that the fathers have the ability to understand how to make a scheduled appointment to build that relationship with their child and really just interact. Many of our fathers are not certain how to interact with your child, especially when it's not in your own home or, you know, at your place that you designate and take care of. You know, when you're coming to a center and having to bring your own toys, making sure that you brought what you need for your child is so important. And so we provide support in educating them on what things to bring for their specific child's age, any medical needs that they may have, and that they're prepared for that visit as though it was at their own home.
What I love about it is that we're going to be providing a safe place. A lot of men are very, very, very familiar with Father Matters, our locations, and all the services that we provide. So when we last month in September, when we slowly started putting the word out about this, people were already emailing us. People were already calling. And we didn't even have the flyer. We were just getting the buzz out. So we really appreciated that. But it's like having that safe place. I mean, I'll tell you, my oldest son, Nathan's 26. Well, he'll be 26 the 29th of this month. And back in the day, in the early 90s, why I birthed Father Matters, I remember when I was going through child custody with his mom at the time. I was a little 22, 23, 24-year-old kid, and I had supervised visitation. And I had to go to like a small community center, and this elderly lady was just sitting like a chair, and she had this pad, and she's just watching everything Nathan and I would do. And it's like, it took about 3 or 4 visits before I got comfortable with it. But it's like, you're in the room, there maybe been other parents in that room, other monitors in that room, and it just feels cold. It just feels damp. And that's sad, because especially when you're going through something like that. You know, we were going through a bitter little custody thing. It's my word against her word, just the drama, regardless of what people are going through. But when you brung this to me, it hit me in my heart, because it's like, wow, 23, 24 years ago, when, you know, Nathan was about 2 years old, we was going through all the drama. It's like, I remember doing that, and it was just like lonely. And having it here, you knew what you wanted, the toys, the books and certain things, and they still need to bring some of their own stuff. But it's like, people are already familiar with this. They know here they're not going to be judged. It's a safe place. Share a little bit about the fact that the atmosphere that we're setting up for these fathers to come and have their supervised visitation.
Yeah, you're so correct, Vance. The atmosphere will be awesome. Not because we're just watching over their visit, but because we give that respect that they deserve, that honor to be able to appreciate that they're spending time with their children and that they're actively putting into it. You know, we make a space where other families can also be supervised so that it feels like a family fun environment and not just a cold room where someone's watching over you. Yes, they'll be monitored. They'll be strategically placed so it doesn't feel as though they're right in your conversation, but at the same time, we are still getting that safety. So we are making sure that we have that security available so that they can know that someone's just not staring right down at them, but getting secure. So the environment there is going to be fun, uplifting. We'll have different activities going on throughout the year so that fathers and families can participate with each other and feel like they're there to spend time with their kids and not just be monitored. But the safety part is so important, and the environment that they provide is important as well.
And with the dads are also going to be getting information about how they can come and take other classes, family law programs, the cell phone program, food boxes. What I love about this, people will come to us for one service and we're able to serve them with 3, 4, 5, 6 other services. Also, on top of being able to come and have supervised visitations at our visitation center, say that fast 3 times, share some of the other services that they can take advantage of when they come in for that. Because some people who are going to be coming to Father Matters for the very first time because it's a supervised visitation and, you know, the court ordered them or something like that. But let them know what other services are going to be available.
Yes, so that's the best part of our center is that you get our additional Father Matters services. We have things like parenting classes, support groups. We have one-on-one parenting coaching. We have child support services, a family law program, employment and training services. We have the free InTouch cell phone program, food boxes, hygiene kits. We have an emergency diaper bag program, a reentry mentoring service, SNAP access application assistance, and overall we offer case management where we can sit down, help them understand what their goals are, create an action plan, and really when it comes to building that relationship with their child, we want to make sure each and every one of these things are covered so that they are set so when those supervised visitations are removed, they can move forward strong with their child.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Jessica Beresford, who is Father Matters Director of Operations. And today we're talking about the Father Matters Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers. We just launched this at the beginning of October. We are excited about it. And if you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. And again, I just want to reach out to you. You know, all of our services are free to the community. The radio show is listener supported. If it's in your heart to help us continue on our services that we're doing, please make a donation of any amount. No amount is too small. We are trying to keep this thing first class. The flyers, the atmosphere, the food. Log on to fathermatters.org so you can see the services that we are providing in the programs as well. Jessica, there's got to be some requirements. What are some of the requirements in order for a father to participate in the Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers?
Well, what we do is we have to start off with an intake and that orientation, so it allows for us to get to know the client, get to know their family, and the specific requirements. So some of the required documents is a court order. We definitely deal with family court cases, and it has parameters. And, of course, your photo ID so that we can make sure we are working with the person and that we're providing security.
And what I love is we have hours of operation because, you know, a lot of these men work. Most of them do work. And we're going to be offering times where a lot of guys to say it's just hard. They want to go to a place that's close to their home, but they're not available on Saturdays, or they don't, you know, they close early. What are going to be the hours of operation?
Well, we have Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Now, a lot of people are going to be saying, wow, I want to know more about this. Is there a fee? Because, you know, a lot of people are going to have questions for that. Is there a fee?
Yes, there is. And, of course, please understand we're charging a fee so that we can continue to grow and offer better services. So we have the intake orientation fee. That is $20 per parent. So that allows us to establish the paperwork and get everything set up and understand what's going on. Then we have the visitation fee. So this is $50 per hour for one child. And if you have more than one child, we have different fees. So we have $60 per hour for two children, and then we have $70 per hour for three children or more. Now, our visitations, we want to say at this time, we can only accept no more than a max of 4 hours per visitation. But, you know, definitely every week, if it's 4 hours or less, we could definitely do that. And then for the monitored exchange services, we have $35 per drop-off. So I think these are going rates compared to the other supervised visitation centers, and we do accept cash, debit, or credit.
So when fathers and people are going to be putting the word out about this, how can we have some of the Father Matters Show listeners help get behind this supervised visitation center? What do we need and what can we do?
Well, you know, we can always use a cash donation that just goes full-heartedly to getting materials like toys, educational equipment. And we have to think about the different age range of the children. So we have to have items that can suit the children and the family to feel as comfortable as possible. So things that we're looking for is like toys. We are looking for educational products, study equipment for parents to study with their children, TV so that there is a space that families can still feel like they're at home, but they're not. Couches, not too many. We are very limited on space. So, but just a place that parents can come and enjoy themselves, so the equipment that goes in there. And then diapers, so that we can meet the needs of our other Father Matters program, because as our fathers come in, we like to provide them diapers if they need that to bring to their visitation. So we really could use a lot of supplies in growing the activities that we have within the center.
And what I love is that some of the partnerships that we have with some of the other community partners out there. And one of the things that most of the guys are struggling with is the employment and training services. So when they come to be a part of the Supervised Visitation Center, They can also get that one-on-one tutoring, that one-on-one coaching resume help, SNAP and Access reentry services, as well as far as the cell phones. What are going to be the benefits for these men when they come here for one service to take advantage of all the services?
Well, the benefit is during the intake and orientation time, we are completing an intake form that kind of goes over the program, but also goes over what their needs are as an individual, as a family, and kind of help us sort them out appropriately. So if someone says, you know, I don't have income right now, especially when you're having a supervised visitation, that costs money. So having our employment training service program, we can offer to them immediately. We get them signed up to a job coach. We have them meet with them one-on-one, and that allows us to continue to make an action plan and figure out what career they want to be in, how much do they need to make, which in turn turns into our program, which is our financial literacy. So along with the employment and training, we discuss finances because it's important for the families to create a budget to be able to cover expenses. And supervised visitation is an expense as well as child support. So being able to have the father realize what he deserves to get paid as well as what he needs to get paid is so important for the whole family makeup.
The Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers is going to be South Phoenix, okay? How important is it for us to provide a service like this in a community like this, in an atmosphere like this?
It's so important because family is everything. And without the head of the household being there, the father, it makes no sense in calling it a family at all. And I understand everybody's family is made up differently, but it's important that fathers have just as much resources as anybody else to continue to provide reunification, provide that continued support, and especially for fathers who are homeless. When they have no place to go, they have no place to take their child, anything that's safe or clean. And so our center can give them a place to come and to meet with their child as if they were to take them to the park or to the library. They can get that similar setup. So we're reaching out to a variety of fathers, fathers who have low income as well as fathers who have income but need a place to be able to provide that support and get tips on how to spend time with their children. So it's so beneficial to uplift the men in our community and provide those services.
What I really, really appreciate when we was putting the word out about this, we got a donation from a family of $100, and they told us not to say their names or anything. But since there is a fee, if people may not even be going through this or have a grandson or had a child or a brother going through something like this, if they can make a donation, we could be putting donations towards some of the fathers who can't afford the intake fee, the visitation fee, because a lot of these fathers, they are working two jobs just to pay their attorneys because they're trying to do the right thing. And when they're working two and three jobs and realize that they can blow through $3,000 in less than a month because the attorney is reading emails between them and the ex-spouse, the attorney is making phone calls and emailing the other attorney or the other, you know, the ex-spouse, if they don't have an attorney, you know, that money can dwindle down really, really, really quick. And on top of that, putting the word out, letting people know that we are here. But again, I know I'm going back to the donations again, because it's just so important, because we got a lot of calls from people who need this but can't afford it. But we also have to provide, you know, for the people that's providing this services, because we got trained facilitators that's going to be on site.
Yes, that's correct. Donations can go a long way. It'd be great to be able to have, with that one donation, we were able to start our scholarship fund. And through that scholarship fund, fathers who submit an application, and it's a one-page application, and it kind of discusses the income, but that helps pay down on some of the fees that are included. And the intake orientation fee and the visitation fee is so important, because we cannot stop because a father can't afford to pay. We still have to help. We still have to be there for them. We do not want to stop over fees. So we really could use your support and bring it in the donation so that we can put it into the scholarship fund. And it's very important for fathers to continue to be able to know that they can do visitation with their child even when the funds aren't there. We don't want that to be the stopping reason.
What I love, I sat in on a couple of the support groups in the past. What I love is some of the conversation before you even brought the plan to our meeting and talked about this. Guys were saying stuff like, in the support group, they need a place like a supervised visitation center because of, you know, places that they may go is the hours. Or some men was even saying that they felt discriminated against because it wasn't, because there was moms in there. You know, how important for these guys to also get plugged into the Father Matters support group and the Father Matters, Fathers Mentoring Fathers workshop, because it's not just helping you with your supervised visitation. We want to help you with your life.
Yeah, that's very correct. The support groups was one of the places that we were able to hear this feedback from. And it's important to continue to connect men to other services. So as they're continuing to go on their journey and they have certain things that they're going through in their life, they need support. They need advocacy. And connecting one man to another is the most important part. Having the support group, having that continued conversation, as well as having them attend our Fathers Mentoring Fathers group, is so good as far as keeping the education going, keeping the skill sets going, keeping that support from other men. And just having men being around other men is so important because they can uplift themselves to a place that they can help the next man succeed and get past the whole supervised visits, get past the crisis, and be able to move on to a family that they can love and enjoy without feeling pain, without feeling hurt, without talking to their lawyers every 5 minutes, without going to court every 5 minutes. And even if you have, but being able to be around other men that can support you through it, lift you up, and support you and guide you is what we really want to provide here.
And that's what we've been doing for a long time. The In Touch cell phone program, we're not going to get into this. We're going to save this for another show. But when we had a couple fathers, when we just launched this back in, late August, early September, when we had a couple fathers who said they haven't talked to their son or talked to their children or child or daughter for weeks or months because they had to get their cell phone cut off to try to pay fees and back fees and late child support to help them. And when you see guys right there, when we enroll them into the In Touch cell phone program, first thing they did was call their teenage daughter or call their child's daycare center and said, this is the number where you can reach me. Because that was a blessing, too, because it took a load off to know that they don't have to run the pay phones, if you can find them these days anymore, to even to let some of these guys know right now some of your child support just may be a phone call.
Yeah, that's so correct. Having a phone is our lifeline, our communication. And when you take communication from the family makeup, it's really difficult to continue to proceed in having that relationship. So as we have started our In Touch phone program, we have given phones out and they have been able to talk to their children. They've been able to keep communication through texting. And we've seen so much happiness with our families and being able to have the service. I mean, even having a phone to be able to talk to your employer, to look for jobs, to be able to keep up with the courts, to be able to keep up with your friends is so important that many of our fathers do not have and continue to struggle with. And you, when they're thinking about, do I put food on the table or keep a phone on, sometimes your priority is food. And so having this free phone program helps fathers stay connected, and that's what we want.
And how important, Jessica, as we're starting to wrap up the end of the show, how important is it for our community partners, churches, other agencies and organizations to get behind the Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers?
Well, it's so important because supervised visitation isn't only for the DCS world, for the CPS world. It is for matters that are handled in the family court where there's still some violence going on between relationships, when there's some victims who feel insecure about the relationships between each other and it affects the children. We really need the support of our community to continue to educate fathers and families that there is a place that they can go to continue to have that relationship with their child. There should be no excuses. We've taken away the excuses. We have programs in place to be able to say, hey, I can't see my kids because I don't have employment. Well, we have a job and training employment. I can't see my kids because I don't have a phone or I don't have a place to live. Well, we have a center for you to come and have a safe environment, clean environment. We have people who will back you up and support you and hold you accountable to what needs to be done as a person, as a father, as a family member, and a person of this community. And it takes the help of the community, our churches, our community partners, our government, our cities. We need their support in saying we support the reunification of fathers and their children. So very important.
Jesse, where can our listeners go to learn more about the Father Matters Supervised Visitation Center for Fathers?
Well, you can go to our website. It's www.fathermatters.org, or you can give us a call at 602-774-3298.
And they can email us at info@fathermatters.org. For that one father, I know, look, we got listeners all around the country, and we appreciate that. I know people are going to start calling and saying, do you have one in this city, in that city? How important is it for the listeners not only to get behind this and help us with this, but how important is it for the individual fathers themselves to step up and take advantage of a program service like this?
Well, it's very important because we can't continue to have a program supporting fathers if we don't know what the fathers want or if the fathers needs or what they feel envisioned for a father program within our center. So it's important that we hear your voice, that we hear what you guys need as individuals to make a better, you know, place happen.
Jess, I want to thank you for joining me today and sharing this and helping us get this word out. And I want to thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. I'm about to turn it back to Jeremy back at the station. And again, visit us at fathermatters.org. Donate if you can so we can continue on providing these services for fathers and families out there. There's not a lot of support programs, no services for fathers out there. So when you see or hear of one or two, it don't have to be Father Matters. Support these programs because they will go away without your support. So see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.